This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 30th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast and your headlines. The Springs goes Danish. And Colorado teacher pay ranks lowest in the nation. In your top stories, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, starting in January, Springs residents could see a new fleet of ambulances racing around the city, a departure from the 40-year tradition of service by American Medical Response. Despite that longevity, AMR lost out in a competitive process to Falk Ambulance, a Danish company, as the city's emergency ambulance provider. In a process that drew proposals from four companies and, for the first time, the Colorado Springs Fire Department. It's the second time in as many years the city chose a provider other than AMR of Greenwood Village. In 2018, Priority Ambulance of Knoxville, Tennessee was picked, but AMR protested, leading to a new round of proposals being sought. In state economic news, teacher pay in Colorado is the lowest in the nation, according to recent research. An article posted last week at business.org suggests teachers in Colorado earn 40% less compared to the average Coloradoan working in another job. To show how current teacher salary for teachers and the cost of living varies from state to state, the researchers noted some interesting comparisons. For one, they say if a teacher in Denver moved to New Orleans, their standard of living would improve by approximately 50%. The full story is at KRDO.com. Boulder officials are moving forward with plans to ban the sale of flavored electronic cigarette products containing nicotine. The Daily Camera reports the city council also finalized plans to raise the minimum purchasing age to 21 for tobacco and nicotine products. Only tobacco-flavored vaping products will be allowed under the new rules. The city will also ask voters on the November ballot to approve a 40% sales tax on e-cigarette products. And that is one of the things that could impact the economy there in a different way than and certainly limiting sales of those products. The town of Carbondale also banned the sale of flavored e-cigarette and tobacco products. That happened earlier this week. And stocks opened higher on Wall Street as worries eased over the U.S.-China trade war. President Trump says more trade discussions are scheduled after talks took place again yesterday. Shares of Dell Technology jumped after second quarter results beat expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all trading higher after the opening bell. And in related news, a 15% tariff is set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports this coming Sunday. That's a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. These goods include clothing, television, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in price right away. Several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs. Large chains are also better equipped to absorb some of the increase in price. And in travel news, Delta Airlines is issuing travel waivers for cities impacted by Hurricane Dorian. The airline is allowing passengers to make a one-time change for no fee in affected Georgia and Florida airports. A list of cities is available on the Delta website or their app. Passengers are urged to continue to monitor flight status and sign up for notifications. And finally, a great many of us grew up with the Slinky. It was created in Philadelphia by a mechanical engineer, Richard James, who was working at the Philadelphia Navy Yard in 1943. It's a special day for the Slinky. It's being honored today with a historical marker at the corner of West Baltimore Pike and Springfield Road in Clifton Heights, Delaware County. That's near where the toy was first manufactured. The Slinky, which still sits on store shelves today, will mark its 75th birthday next year, with toy maker Alex Brands pulling out the stops to celebrate the iconic toy. More than 360 million Slinkies have been sold since they first debuted in 1945. And that's your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for August 30th. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.